You're listening to Tech with Heart, empowering business success in a digital era. Sponsored by Revelio, innovative software solutions that make your business come alive. Here is your host, international best-selling author, speaker, female tech founder, and innovative expert, Michelle Calloway.
Welcome to Tech with Heart. I am your host, Michelle Calloway, and today we are all about empowering you as an entrepreneur to be more successful in your business by getting into your own mindset and identifying whether you are the bottleneck in your business. And with me, I have a very special guest. Her name is Dr. Beth, and she is a licensed child psychologist, and she also is going to talk to us about, as business owners, how we can identify different aspects of our personality. And she kind of goes about it with like our inner child, which is really fascinating. And so I want to give her the stage. I want to thank you, Dr. Beth, for coming on here today and helping us to be more effective leaders. Thank you, Dr. Beth.
Thank you so much, Michelle. Well, you are always so much fun. Okay, so I was just saying that it is so much fun getting to be with you, Michelle. You're always on the cutting edge of everything. And I'm not surprised that technology would catch us, because we are out there in the new frontier, for sure, for sure. So what would you like for me to talk about? You want me to talk about my concept that we had talked about?
Yeah, let's go ahead and let's first just say, you know, you mentioned something about this inner family zoo, which I think is kind of a hilarious little phrase, but we do. We have a lot going on inside of our minds, and sometimes we are our own worst enemy. And as leaders in the business sector, you know, our business is only going to ever be as grow to the level of in which we are as effective leaders. So let's talk about your systems, or how you identify that there's different phases of our inner child that we need to address. Can you just quickly give us a summary, and then we'll dive into those a little bit deeper?
Yes, yes. So I call it the inner family zoo, because sometimes, you know, you get going in your business and you have a game plan and everything's on track, and then all of a sudden you shoot yourself in the foot. So I have a couple of different places for you to look if you're not achieving everything that you want to be achieving. And one of the characters that I talk about is the inner three-year-old. And it's what most people refer to as the inner child. And I just call it the little inner three-year-old. And because this is the part of us that's the big raw emotions, the part that wants to hide under the covers, the part that feels scared to show up and be the greatest, grandest version of ourselves. So another emotional state comes in to actually take care of that three-year-old. And I call that one, dun, da, 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 the soup. For seven-year-old. And the super seven-year-old is like a little Poindexter. Like if you see a second grader right now. And so the super seven-year-old is trying desperately to keep us safe and make us do the right thing so we don't embarrass ourselves. And then there's a third character that comes along to protect us from our super seven-year-old, my favorite, which I call the inner teen. And the inner teen can come along and maybe, you know, have a beer, have a glass of wine, go eat some bonbons, turn on Netflix, you know, something to take your mind off that little workaholic super seven-year-old Poindexter. And I usually forget the fourth character because this is the part that works in the background. But this is your adult, divine, inner parent, your wise self. And if you're able to see your three kids, you're in your wise self. You're in your 60,000 foot objective onlooker. So that's kind of a quick way it works. But these little emotional states show up with our kids. They show up with our employees. They show up with ourselves. They show up in our partnerships. So ask me anything you want.
Yeah, I love that we're talking about this. This is so not the ordinary topic on Tech with Heart or other even conversations. You're usually like being taught, you know, this is how you communicate effectively with your team. This is how you should be doing like strategic check-ins, especially working virtually. But this topic is actually quite fascinating for anybody who wants to understand why they are the way that they are, or why they think the way they are, or think the way they think, or why they behave the way they behave. Some of us self-sabotage, some of us limit our own potential without even recognizing it on a conscious level. So let's dive in. When it comes to the inner infant or toddler or whatever you said, the 2 or 3 year old, is that the one that is the most insecure? I mean, what can you talk to us about as far as being an effective leader, identifying different stages and how we can like understand it, so then that we can like release any inhibitions within our subconscious level? Can you just speak to us a little bit about that as a leader for our business?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So one of the things I would say, especially pre-pandemic, I would say at least 85 to 90% of us were stuck in our super 7-year-olds. We were just little logical Poindexters. We're perfectionistic, workaholic, doing the best we can, trying not to make a mistake, bigger, better, faster, set the goals, achieve the goals, set the goals, achieve the goals. That's like the, what I call the little good girl, the little good boy. And right now with everything that's going on in the world, I think it's actually helping many of us go back and find that young emotional part of us, because I've been on calls where people are normally able to hold it together, where they can't hold it together. They just break into tears, or they can't get on screen because they're just having too much emotion. They're afraid their parents just passed away. You know, a million other things that are happening right now. With the Black Lives Matter and with the environment and fires and hurricanes and, you know, pick a scary thing. And so sometimes our little emotional 3-year-old can future trip into like, why are we even doing all this? We're going to blow up anyway. You know, everything's going to hell in a handbag. You know, why do we need to, I just need to protect myself, hunker in, keep my kids at home. Don't let anybody get away from me. Do I really want a business? So people are starting to actually challenge themselves, which I think is fantastic. Because in a healthy human being, you integrate all these aspects of yourself. So you first want to make sure you feel safe. Are you physically, emotionally, psychologically, financially secure and safe? And if you're doing some things that are outside of the box, ultimately it's going to come back in and implode. So then that's when the super 7-year-old comes in, the logical, rational Poindexter of us. And that's the part that tries to get it all organized, get our little trucks in a row, and tries to make sure we have everything that we need to be successful in our bodies, in our lives, in our families, in our businesses. And, you know, yay, thank you for that part of ourselves, but that's not all life is about. So without the fun, without the authenticity, without the passion, which I say comes from our inner teen truth teller, our politically incorrect aspect of ourselves, we're seeing more and more and more of that in the world right now, which I'm not sure we're ever going to be able to put it back in the box of a super 7-year-old right, wrong. And I think that's a good thing. We want to have a little bit of all aspects of this, but make sure each emotional part of yourself, one, feels like it can be safe. Super 7-year-old feels like there's a way to win with your huge high expectations. And three, you're living authentically, you're living full out, you're playing your passionate self, and you like it, and you're having fun with life. So that's how these different characters come into play.
Being able to do business online is crucial for survival, especially during times of social distancing. So how do you survive and thrive in the sea of digital noise? It's a lot like fishing. You need to know who your perfect customer is, so that you could use the right kind of lure to attract them. We help you catch your perfect customer and retain them for future sales through highly converting websites, influencer mobile apps, getting you featured in the news and on TV. Hi, my name is Jerry Bowden, U.S. Army veteran and president of Revealio Software Solutions. Our goal is to help you rise above the competition, be seen as an expert authority in your industry, and embrace technology to stay competitive for long-term success. It's more affordable than you may think. So reach out to us at Revealio.com, and together we will make your business come alive.
You know, this is something that everybody needs to hear and everybody needs to understand, because self-reflection and being fully aware of oneself and even starting to tap into what's happening inside of us on a subconscious level is imperative for success in all realms of life, because so much of our perspectives are molded from our childhood. And I know personally, having gone through a great loss when I was 34 years old when I was widowed, and that really rocked my world. And I knew that getting into therapy was something that was a must, because I had to learn how to navigate this trauma in my life. And I was raising two girls who were also trying to process through it in their own world, you know? And so I do understand a lot of, I guess, techniques and theories about how, you know, we can get stuck and stuck from trauma, or how to tap things away. And I know there's NLP people out there who have been trained in this ability to help you tap things away. And Dr. Beth, this is something that we can't just shun away from. We need to understand ourselves, because if we are stepping into, like in my world, I stepped into leading Tech with Heart, for instance, as a nonprofit organization, because I felt called to it. That doesn't necessarily mean I was equipped for it. And I'm growing as a leader as I continue to show up out of obedience for, you know, me stepping into my calling. So I know you mentioned the concepts, and that's important for us to understand the concepts of how these different aspects of our inner child kind of are inner different development stages can potentially move the needle or even conflict with one another. What is like maybe three tips that you could give a business leader to help them get unstuck or stop being the bottleneck for their business growth? Can you just give us maybe three tips in this interview?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So the main thing that I would say for the three-year-old is to find out, what do you need to feel safe? And what do people in your business need to feel safe? So if you come from your frustrated, angry, inner teenage self to someone that's in their emotional three-year-old self, they may look like an adult, they may talk like an adult, but emotionally, the adult is out of the building. And you say one word to them, and right there before your eyes, they're a puddle of mush. So that's not an effective way to run a business. So one is to make sure I feel safe emotionally, psychologically, financially, and then I need to make sure who I'm dealing with feels safe before I start to critique, analyze, criticize, or change them in any way whatsoever. They first need to know I'm loved just as I am. Maybe I'm face planting it right now, but I still get to be loved exactly as I am. So that's, you know, it sounds lofty, softy, but it's so crucial in being able to move your business forward. Then the second tip is, with the inner seven-year-old, you have to have a way to win with yourself. Tell yourself you get to win with one thing. It takes one thing, you get to win. And then everything else that you do is icing on the cake. Versus you need to do 100 things, you get 15 things done, but you never feel good enough. So I flip that, say one thing and everything else is icing on the cake. So that's the tip for the super seven-year-old. I'm going to give you a bonus on that one. If your expectation is here and your reality is here, everything in the middle is hell. Everything in the middle is pain. So I can either lower my expectations, which most of us super successful people don't want to do. I can raise my success, which most of us have spent a lifetime trying to be better, faster, more, do it, good, go. the third alternative that many people don't think of is to get comfortable with being okay with this feeling of hell, this feeling of not knowing. But if you can't get comfortable with this, then you have to lower your expectations, because we can't control anything other than ourselves. And sometimes we can't even do that. And then the third thing is, most of us don't even know we have an inner teenager. And we project that onto everybody else in the world, that everybody else that's all messed up. So if we can start to reflect and look at the mirrors of everybody we see around us, especially women seeing men, because men are usually in their inner teen self. And so we women are usually more in our super 7-year-old self, telling them what to do, when to do it, how to do it, where to do it, telling everybody we're raising 3 kids, 2 that are below 18, and our spouse. And what that does is it actually turns our spouses into more mamma jamma teenagers. So what we want to do is, with our inner teen, how we get to have fun again. So if you've given your life to your business, you've given your life to your kids, you've given your life to your husband, your spouse, your partner, and you feel like no matter what you do, it's never enough, flip it. You've got to flip it and let the inner teenager drive. At least she can see over the wheel. The super 7-year-old can't even see over the wheel, and the little 3-year-old can't even reach the pedals. So that's what I would recommend. Safety, how do I get to win, and how do I get to be my authentic self?
Well, that's awesome. This is so fun. I wish we could talk forever, because I just love your animated talk. I love the words and the pictures that you paint with your words. I think it's very helpful. And hopefully those of you who are listening, if this taps into something that you've been like struggling with or whatnot, you know, you just can give us a shout out in the comments. Or, you know, if you're watching this as a post recording on YouTube, feel free to write something in the comments. Beth will be tagged in everything, so she will be able to come back in and give you input. And I know that she's going to share with us in a little bit here how you can connect with her, because I have known Dr. Beth for years now, and she fascinates me. And it's so neat to have somebody kind of get under the layers of the onion, you know, because we are all onions, you know, we have multiple layers. And to fully understand oneself is one aspect, but then to lead, to try to understand others, that is like, whoa, I'm just barely understanding myself. So be kind to yourself if you're stepping into a leadership role. There's lots of different trainings. There's lots of different leaders who train and work and alongside and encourage and inspire and educate leaders, because that itself is such a critical role. But if you have any questions, again, just put them in the comments below, and let's let Dr. Beth get back to you on those answers. But Dr. Beth, when it comes to business leaders today, can you list what you feel is the number one thing that they're doing wrong that's keeping them from experiencing success with their teams, with their business, just et cetera? One thing.
Oh, wow. Okay. So this is going to probably be counterintuitive to most super 7-year-old business owners, but it's this: if it's not fun, it doesn't get done. If it's not my joy, it's not my job. And you can threaten me, you can coerce me, you can bribe me, but all of those things are not going to get my creative abilities. And this goes with children, this goes with every intimate relationship you have in your life, and it goes with our employees, and it even goes with ourselves. So if you are running a business that you hate, that you're maybe making somebody else richer, or you're, you know, doing something you don't believe in, you will find a way to sabotage yourself. And it's not that it's broken. It's that it's your soul's calling, helping you get back on track.
Wow.
Back into who you really want to be. It's not happening to us, Michelle. It's happening for us. And I look at all of life that way. It's not happening to me, it's happening for me.
That was incredibly insightful. Uh-huh. I know I could completely 100% relate to that. And I'm not even talking about my subconscious here. I'm talking about, if it's not fun, I really don't want to do it. And This has been so great. I know that a lot of business owners out there are really just trying to have impact, and this is going to really benefit them to just, this is so like scratching the surface. I know you go deeper with your clients. So can you tell us a little bit about how somebody could go and reach out to you to possibly have some sort of a consultation? Because I know you're a child and family psychologist, but you also would be willing to work with business owners. Am I right?
Yes. My ideal client, like my ideal client is a super, super successful executive, business owner, somebody that has just like hit every mark in their business and in their life. And then they have a child. And the child, like one woman I worked with, she had over 1,000 people that she worked with. And it was when she had her own child, she was actually able to function. But when she had her second child, that was it. Peace, I'm out. So I've worked with lots of top executives that they either finally hit a breaking point with themselves and their own inner teen. But a lot of times that breaking point happens either when their spouse becomes a teenager and cheats on them, or it happens when they have a child that actually becomes a teenager. And those are the moments. I spent about 25, 30 years just as an executive coach and business trainer and customer relations and all sorts of training. Then I've spent about 20 years working with families. Now I'm coming back around to family-owned businesses and bringing these concepts into business. So I have three different tracks there. And you can get material, lots of material for free at drbeth.com and then do a / free stuff. If you go to my website, drbeth.com, you can find all sorts of things, but it's / free. I think it's free stuff.
I love free stuff. I think it's great that you're offering so much value for free, because this is incredibly insightful. I'm telling you, the more you understand yourself, the better leader you will be. And the more you'll also start to understand that not everybody's wired the way you are. So it's super important for you to get to know your employees a little bit enough to understand how to work with them or motivate them, because that's a real big factor right there. You want to be of influence, not necessarily a dictator type style leadership, because this has been an emotional year, a highly emotional year. And I think empathy is the name of the game right now. So it's really good to be able to tap into that. So Dr. Beth.
Absolutely.
What phrase or takeaway quote or statement would you like to leave with our audience that will help them to remind themselves to stay tapped into their inner zoo, family zoo, you should say.
In their inner family zoo. If I could give anybody one thing that they would take away, this has been my greatest gift with my overachieving super 7-year-old, is that nobody gets to be wrong, not even me. If I knew better, I would do better. And that means you may be catching me when I'm 3 in my emotional state and my logical Dr. Beth self has left the building. So I may know better as my adult self, but in that my hungry bear's out, or I'm hangry, or I'm, whatever emotionally distraught moment I'm in, I don't know better. I'm doing the best I can. And the biggest bully on the playground is the one that's in the most pain. And we usually try to take the big bully down. They just come back bigger. So nobody gets to be wrong. We're all doing the best we can. It's not happening to us. It's happening for us. And if you're willing to look at your mirror of what you're seeing in the other, then you can find what to give to yourself.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Dr. Beth. I feel that I've gained a ton of insight today. Hopefully those of you who are listening or watching feel the same. Reach out to Dr. Beth at drbeth.com. She is an amazing and fun human being. She'll really like open up the vaults of your subconscious, conscious, and just help you to understand yourself better, understand life better, accept what is, and learn how to move forward with that and be an effective leader. So thank you, Dr. Beth, for showing up today. If you are interested in joining a heart-centered, forward-thinking community, techwithheartnetwork.com is where you should go. Check us out. We are all about helping entrepreneurs and business owners move that needle, embrace technology, stay competitive, stay relevant in all aspects of business growth. And if you feel that you are an expert like Dr. Beth is in her industry, you would like to come onto this show, provide value back to our entrepreneurial audience, we would love to have that conversation. You go check us out at techwithheartnetwork.com. You can join us on Facebook. We are on all social media platforms. We are here to provide impact, empowerment, and enlightenment. And we are thrilled with our specialist today. Dr. Beth, thank you again for showing up.
Thank you so much, Michelle, for the opportunity and all you do and bring to the world. You are a rock star. I love your super seven-year-old. That's the one I get to know most of the time. So love and appreciate her. And I'm here for the other ones when they show up as well. Bring it.
That's awesome. All right. So to your success, thank you for tuning in. Bye-bye.